Title: Microtonning Stacked Snares to Avoid Flams Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This one is for the people who already layer snares, but sometimes, even when everything is on the grid, the snare still sounds like two hits. That little da-da instead of a single DA. That's a flam, and in drum and bass it's deadly because the groove is so exposed at 172 to 176 BPM. Today we're going to build a stack DNB snare system in Ableton Live, and we're going to microtime it properly. Not just quantize notes. We'll line up the actual transient starts, then we'll do tiny millisecond offsets on purpose, so the snare hits like one weapon while still sitting in the pocket of the beat. Before we touch anything, the big mindset shift. Most flams are not bad MIDI timing. Their start point mismatch first, timing offset second, so we're going to work in this order. Start alignment first, then microtiming, then glue processing, then groove decisions for the whole snare. Step 0, set the scene. Set your project tempo to somewhere in the DNB zone. 174 is a nice middle. Make a basic two-step, kick on 1.1.1, snare on 1.2.3 and 1.4.3, and keep hats running. 16th hats or shuffled hats, anything that gives you motion. And here's a rule, do not decide microtiming in solo. A snare that sounds perfect alone can feel late once hats and bass are moving. So keep the context playing. Now step 1. Pick layers with a job, not a vibe. You want three core roles. First, a transient layer. Short, clicky, almost rude. This is your impact marker. Second, a body layer. This is your actual snare tone and punch, living roughly in that 200 Hz up to 2K Hz zone. Third, a top or air layer. That's the brightness, fizz, clap energy, usually 5 to 12K Hz. Optional fourth is texture. Little break slice. Vinyl snap. Metallic tick, but keep it super low. Texture is seasoning, not the meal. Now workflow. I recommend putting each layer into simpler in one-shot mode on separate MIDI tracks. It keeps everything consistent. Tuning, start point, envelopes, and it's fast to adjust. On each simpler, set voices to one so it doesn't overlap. Turn warp off for one-shots, unless you have a specific reason. And keep snap on, so tiny edits don't click as easily. Now step 2, eliminate flams by aligning transient start. This is the real fix. We're going to define an anchor layer before we move anything. Pick the layer that represents the moment of impact. Usually the transient, the rim, the click. That anchor stays at 0.00 milliseconds. That's your reference point. Now go layer by layer. Open simpler, go to the controls, zoom into the waveform, and adjust the start so the transient begins at the same moment across layers. Not the same start of the file. The same moment of impact. And watch out for this. A live top layers, claps, noise bursts, have a little pre-transient like a soft SHHH before the crack. If you align the first tiny movement you see, the perceived hit might end up late. In those cases, you often want the top layer to start slightly earlier so the brightest peak lands with your anchor click. If moving the start causes clicking, don't panic. Use a microscopic fade in, like 0.2 to 1 millisecond. Tiny. You're not smoothing the drum, you're just preventing a digital pop. If you're working with audio clips instead of simpler, same idea. Turn warp off for one shots, then use the start marker, and once it's aligned, consolidate to keep it clean. Quick coaching note here, work at two zoom levels. Zoomed in, you're checking transient alignment. Zoomed out, you're checking groove, because you can win visually and still lose musically. Okay, step 3. Microtime layers using track delay. This is the surgical tool. Once the start points are aligned, we can use millisecond offsets to make the stack feel like one sound. In Ableton, enable track delay. You'll see AD or a track delay field in the mixer. If you don't see it, click the D toggle in the mixer section. Now set up a starting point like this. Transient layer. 0.00 ms. Always. It's the anchor. Body layer. Start around plus 0.2 ms to plus 1.5 ms. Top layer. Somewhere between minus 0.2 and plus 0.8 ms. Depending on the sample. And here is the method that works every time. Loop one bar with kick, snare, and hats. Mute everything except transient plus one other layer. Then move track delay in very small steps. Think 0.1 to 0.3 milliseconds at a time. You're listening for the moment where it stops sounding like two events and becomes one object. When it locks, you'll feel it. The snare gets louder without actually turning up. It becomes one picture. Then bring in the next layer and repeat. And remember, in DNB, 1 to 3 milliseconds is huge. It sounds ridiculous until you do it, and then you realize that's the difference between laser tight and cheap double hit. Now step 4. Check phase and low mid punch. Even if timing is aligned, phase interaction can hollow the snare out. You add a layer and the snare gets smaller. That's your warning sign. Do a simple test. Toggle each layer on and off. If adding a layer reduces punch, go back to start and delay alignment. To diagnose more clearly, do this. Temporarily put a utility on the snare bus and set width to 0%. Mono. Aligning in mono first is a cheat code. If it's tight in mono, it'll usually translate. If it collapses weirdly when you go back to stereo, your top layer might have stereo transient differences or pre-delay baked in. You can also try utility phase invert left or right if something is really strange, but timing and start points solve most of it. EQ-wise, keep it functional. High pass the top layer somewhere, around 200 to 500 HC so it doesn't fight the body. On the body, if you need more weight, look around 180 to 240 HC. If you need bite, scan around 700 HC to 1.5 KHC. Now step 5. Build a snare bus that glues without smearing. Group your snare layers. Command or Control G. Name it snare bus. And here's a clean, stock Ableton chain that works. First, EQ8. High pass around 90 to 130 HC, fairly steep, so the kick and sub stay clean. Optional small dip around 300 to 450 if it's boxy. Second, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release on auto, or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1, maybe 4 to 1 if you're pushing. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Third, saturator. Soft clip-on. Drive maybe 1 to 5 dB. This helps the stack feel unified and loud in a controlled way. Optional. Drum bus after that. Go easy. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch low, and be careful with transients because if you overdo it, you can actually reintroduce click separation. Also, one practical warning, latency. If you have heavy oversampling plugins or linear phase EQ on individual layers, you might think your timing is drifting when it's actually plugin delay. When you're doing alignment decisions, bypass high latency stuff, or put it on the bus so everything shares the same latency. Here's a fast flam detector if you want a quick reality check without staring at waveforms. Put a gate on the snare bus and sidechain it from the transient layer. When it's tight, the gate opens cleanly once. When it's flammy, you'll hear a little double open or chatter. It's not a perfect science tool, but it's a great something's off alarm. Now step 6. Keep groove by micro-timing the whole snare, not the layers. Once the layers are locked together, now you can decide if the entire snare should sit a little ahead or behind the grid. For rolling, wait EDNB. A snare slightly late can feel amazing, like it's leaning back into the pocket. Try plus 2 to plus 8 milliseconds on the snare bus track delay. For techie or neuro styles, the snare is often dead on, or even a hair early for aggression. Try minus 1 to minus 4 milliseconds on the snare bus. Important, do not do this by randomly offsetting layers. That's how you rebuild flams. Move the whole snare as one instrument. Now a couple advanced variations, because you're here for the nerdy stuff. 1. Intentional pre-attack without a flam. If you want more urgency, try advancing the top layer slightly early, but also shorten it. Use an envelope or a gate so it's a tight burst. You get brightness and speed without sounding like a second snare hit. 2. Transient first versus body first alignment. Transient first means everything supports the click. Super clean, super modern. Body first means the body is the main event, and the transient can be tucked slightly after for a thud character. Pick one personality and commit. Halfway between usually sounds messy. 3. Ghost reinforcement. Duplicate the body, low pass it, and put it just after the hit by a tiny amount. Keep it very low in volume. This can create a natural bloom like a recorded drum, without sounding like a mistake. Discipline is everything here. Now step 7. Arrangement tactics so your stack doesn't feel static. Keep the main stack consistent for the first 8 bars. Every fourth bar, sneak in a texture layer super quiet, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB. Before the drop, automate the top layer up 1 to 2 dB and maybe nudge it a hair earlier, like minus 0.3 ms, just to create urgency. At the drop, return it to normal and bring in parallel grid instead of pushing the main stack too hard. You can automate saturator drive on the bus, drum bus crunch, or a high shelf on the top layer. Small moves, big perceived change. Now common mistakes, quick and brutal. If you try to fix flams by quantizing notes, you're ignoring the start points. If you layer two body snares, you're asking for phase fights. If you accidentally offset layers by 5 to 15 milliseconds, that's a flam. That's not groove. Unless it's deliberate, it's a problem. If warp is on and mangling your transients, you'll chase timing forever. And if you overprocess each layer, you'll smear the stack. Shape lightly per layer. Glue heavily on the bus. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. At 174 BPM, build a two-step loop. Pick three snare layers. Align start in simpler for all three. Then track delay sweeps. Keep the transient at 0.00 ms. Tweep the body from minus 2 to plus 2 ms and find the tightest point. Tweep the top from minus 1 to plus 1 ms. Then commit, freeze and flatten, or resample the snare bus, so your perfect alignment becomes one printed instrument. Then do the opposite on purpose. Set the top to plus 6 ms and listen in the full beat, especially with bright hats and a little saturation on your drum bus. The flam will jump out. Twitch back to your tight setting and feel how much more expensive it sounds. Final recap. Start point mismatch is the main flam culprit. Fix that first in simpler start or clip start markers. Then use track delay for micro timing, usually under 3 ms. Glue on a snare bus with EQ, glue compressor, saturator, optional drum bus. And for groove, move the whole snare bus, not the individual layers. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like jungle, dancefloor, neuro, or minimal roller, and what your three snare samples are like, I can suggest a starting offset recipe and a bus chain that matches that aesthetic.